guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. I wanted to do a follow-up story on the video that I did the other day. And it's the one where I talked about Amber Heard claimed that about her and Johnny Depp. And I just did that one on February 1st, so it's like 3 days ago. And I wanted to do a follow-up because I think something really interesting and really important has happened. When you go on Twitter, which I know a lot of you aren't on Twitter, and I don't blame you, I just go there to crawl around for the news. Justice for Johnny Depp, which is going to be the title for this video. So if you need to refer it, it'll be there. I can put a link down below as well. But that's trending on Twitter, where hundreds of thousands of people have started using this and talking about kind of what happened with Amber and Johnny. And one of the things that I think was really important about this is, number one, that Johnny Depp is getting a little bit of justice, or he's getting a little bit of vindication here. And I think that's important because, you know, he's someone that's an actor in the limelight, and whether you like him or not, he got a lot of heat and lost his role as Jack Sparrow, and his career kind of very much took a hit. And while I can't say that he's 100% free of any harm in this, it's certainly a 50-50 at best. If not, then she may have obviously perpetrated more than he did. But the point of this is that he's getting his vindication, and she's getting her just reward for her actions, because she's claimed that, you know, she wants to be, that she's not only has she been, not only she had the abuse towards her, but that she wanted to stand up and be supportive of women that were going through these trying times like her, and she wanted to be an advocate for it. And as we can see, obviously, she shouldn't be an advocate of it, especially when it seems that she's done so much of it herself. So when I went and scrolled through on the Justice for Johnny on Twitter, what was also really nice about this, and I think this is the real benefit to all of us, is that it's brought to light, and there's a lot of people supporting that maybe the time to just, you know, trust everything a woman says as the truth, and no matter what, without proof and without anything else, maybe it's time we start winding this down. And it wasn't just guys talking about this. This was a lot of women too. And a lot of people were saying, well, I didn't buy into it. And you know, according to Johnny Depp's ex-wives, both of them, and his 17-year-old daughter, I think she's 17 if I remember correctly, all of them were supportive of him, saying that, you know, he hasn't done anything wrong. He's a very sweet, nice guy. This is not him, so on and so forth. So enough has come out to make people at least support the idea and start talking about this issue, where too many times guys are thrown under the bus and they're not listened to and they're not believed simply because they're male. And I think this is changing, if you look at least on the Twitter. Now, I think only a very small percentage of Americans actually use Twitter, but at least it's gotten the conversation started. I mean, at least it's gotten the ball rolling a little bit. And if there's any good to be had out of this, it's number one, she's going to get hers. You know, I mean, she definitely needs to lose some movie roles and to, I believe there's a Twitter petition to remove her from Aquaman 2 somewhere on the web. So if you're so inclined, you can always go sign that. But at least it's kind of showing in the light that it looks like she was the aggressor. So I think this is a good thing that it does at least get the conversation started to where maybe guys can get a little bit more of a fair shake. The other thing too, when I read some of the comments both there and here, is it's very easy to say, you know what, I just do this and I just walk away, and how can anybody stay in this sort of a relationship? But what happens, I think, it's kind of the story of the boiling frog, which is to say that at first, 100% of the relationship is amazing, and you really care for this person, and you want to spend your time with them, and you love them, and they're everything you wanted. But occasionally, they'll have some bad days. Occasionally, they'll yell, and they'll go off the cuff a little bit, but then they apologize, and you go back to normal. And that only happens infrequently. But then over time, it happens a little bit more frequently, and maybe a little bit more abusive, just a little bit. A few extra words, a few extra curse words. Maybe one time it's getting frustrated and a little hit here, a little shove there. And I think things escalate. And I haven't been in this type of relationship. So some of you that have, I would love to hear from you down below to see what your take is on it, because this is something I don't know anything about. But a lot of us, especially in our current situation, we've put up with a lot, and we're now stronger and smarter, and we know what to avoid. But I think when people are either younger, or like in Johnny's case, where things start out so wonderfully and then they very slowly go bad, it's not like things just hit the wall one day and you go, holy crap, I've got to get out of here. I think things happen slowly, just little by little by little, to the point where before you know it, you're in over your head. Or to the point where, I don't know, she may have held something over his head. And again, this is just pure speculation on my part. But could she have said, well, if you take off, or if you do this anymore, I'm going to say you did this, or I'm going to accuse you of that. You know, we don't know. We don't know. But either way, I think we need to be careful when there's somebody that's in that situation, if we haven't been in that situation ourselves, to say, well, you just need to man up and walk off and you know, not get involved with that. I think a lot of people that get involved in this isn't what they want. They get sucked down a rabbit hole and they have strong feelings for somebody. And, you know, if someone is also codependent, or they really feel like they can maybe help somebody, or they can fix somebody, or they can improve themselves to make the other person happy. You know, people can get kind of down a rabbit hole on a lot of these things. So out of all this, I'd say, number one, you know, let's at least hopefully be glad that they've gone their own ways. Even Elon Musk said, man, I'm glad I dodged that bullet on Twitter. It was pretty funny. And I'll put the, you know, you can just follow the hashtag. It's in the thumbnail, and I'll have it over here or down below or something or other. But, you know, there's a conversation started. And maybe that's the beginning of something good. That's all we can really ask for, you know, is to start having a conversation about this stuff. I'll keep this one short. You know, I just wanted to put it out there that there's a conversation happening about this, and I think some good's going to come out of it for all of us involved being male, and maybe that it's time to have people step back and realize, yeah, maybe it's not such a wonderful thing to always believe one sex over the other, that maybe it's time we need a little more proof, we need to slow down and investigate things a little bit further. I'll leave it there, guys. This is Better Bachelor. I am Joker. And remember, the wise warrior avoids the battle. Thank you.